brought to you by FastFlight, your complete aircraft management software at an affordable price, all in one place. See us at fast-flight.com. And by the Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics. Evolution delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots, and it's truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see the latest from XMWX Satellite Weather in Sun and Fun, booth C24.
Hi, this is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2012, and I'm talking with Mikel Ponzo from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. He's a test pilot for them, and he's involved in a couple of different projects we're going to talk about, but the first thing is that he's going to give us an update on how Embry-Riddle is working with LAMA, the Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association, to do the audits of the LSA manufacturers, which previously LAMA was doing, and these are audits that are done to ensure that the manufacturers are complying with the ASTM standards for each aircraft. So, Mikhail, thanks for talking to us, and could you tell us what's going on?
Well, we've been working with LAMA closely and some of the manufacturing for LSAs, and the last couple months we've been working on the agreement between LAMA and Embry-Riddle, and also between LAMA and the manufacturers. We just draft that so we can present that to the companies. We're going to probably talk on the press release for LAMA that we're ready to do that. We had some of our employees that went through some auditing class, the same one that the FAA went through. We have some of the guys who will be doing the audit. They have been in the aviation industry, anywhere from aviation to engineering background, working for 40 to 50 years. So we're pretty excited about it. We have multiple people that work very close with LSA aircraft. Some of us own LSA aircraft. We teach on them. So we're very familiar with the aircraft, and we're excited to help the FAA and LAMA and the industry, the LSA industry, to move on and make sure there's a safe industry.
So how will this work from Embry-Riddle's viewpoint? Will you be charging a fee to the manufacturer?
Yeah, we'll be charging a fee to the manufacturers, and we're going to collect their internal auditing that they should have done already. We're going to go over that, make sure that everything is okay. And then we're going to go in for a visit, an on-site visit, and make sure that all the paperwork is being complied with and check everything. And then if we find anything, we'll mention on the report and make any recommendations and see how they're doing and share that with LAMA, and so that way LAMA can have input and see how the industry is doing.
And is this something, do you have information on what those fees will be? Is this something that Embry-Riddle hopes to make a profit on, or more something you're doing as a public service?
Embry-Riddle is a non-profit organization, so we're basically just, the fee is going to be such that we'll be able to pay back the employees and all the fees related to it, all the research and all the study that goes into it. So Embry-Riddle is not going to make really much money out of it. There's this very small referral fee that goes to LAMA, but the fee is still being discussed, and it might fluctuate a little bit because we do understand that some of the companies are very large, producing a lot of aircrafts, and then you have some very small companies that are producing very slowly some aircraft. So it's going to be a little bit of a fluctuation, but hopefully the industry will be happy with the fee and the outcome of it.
And will this require Embry-Riddle to put on new staff or create a new division to deal with this, or is this something you'll do with your existing staff and maybe even students?
Well, Embry-Riddle has the Eagle Flight Research Center, which is basically a research center that have engineering people, they have pilots, they have human factors, we have aeronautical science. So we have almost, business, we have almost all the colleges of the university that work there together, and we do a lot of research and development. We do a lot of flight testing, a lot of UAV, and we have over probably 40 to 50 projects that goes on the research center, and people from the Flight Research Center are the one that are going to be working on this project. If it goes on really well and we have a very high demand, there is a good chance that we might have to hire either one or two more if we have too many audits and we can't accomplish all of them, because there are quite a bit of LSA manufacturers out there right now.
Okay, thanks. Now, you flew in here today in a pretty unique aircraft that flew last year in the Eco Challenge. Can you tell us about that?
The Green Flight Challenge, the Eco Ego. It's a very unique airplane. It was designed for the Green Flight Challenge. And we went to California last year in September, and we competed on it. It was a lot of fun. We had 12 students with us, and it was a great experience for all of the students. And it was quite an accomplishment because all the design and all the manufacturing and maintenance, everything in this project was done by students. You know, from senior to freshman students. So that's, you know, it's remarkable to see all that happening. And right now we have the plane here just to show what we have done to it, and we hope to improve certain things that, you know, we're not up to speed on the last, you know, up to speed on the competition. We had a little bit of drag issues, we had some issues on the motor controller, so we are doing little improvements here and there just to make sure that we can get the full, you know, performance there that the airplane can actually get to it.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to us today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, my pleasure. I'm looking forward to enjoying Sun and Fun.
Yeah, we all are. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Fast Flight, your complete aircraft management software at an affordable price, all in one place. See us at fast-flight.com. And by the Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics. Evolution delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots, and it's truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see the latest from XMWX Satellite Weather in Sun and Fun booth C24.